community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Ian, you look like you're wetting yourself.
You're right. It's all right. It's all good.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's all good. It's all fine. It's all okay. It's all okay. Now, you're used to playing high-profile golfing competitions, I know. And I know you know huge amounts, so I want you to be really gentle with me.
Okay, I'll take you.
Be gentle with me. It's not a phrase I use very often.
You should fess up, to be honest with you. He's never swung a golf club in anger. He's an amateur.
You don't play golf, Mike?
I've never played golf in my life. And I know, forgive my ignorance, I am completely ignorant of the game. I've got friends that play golf, and they love it to bits. And I've often thought about, shall I take it up, shan't I take it up? Because they're very chilled. They're very calm people, and I love that factor.
Well, let me warn you.
Go on.
It is an incredibly addictive sport.
They said exactly that, Ian.
If you're going to get involved, you've got to be prepared to give up quite a bit of time.
Well, let me introduce you, first of all. This is Ian Mullins from thesocialgolfer.com, which is an amazing website. I know you've almost hit 1,000 hits, haven't you?
A million
Absolutely. Hits, yeah.
In fact, we hit a million hits last week for the first
time. See, that's just shocking. How long have you had the website up and running?
It's been 3 years since we first designed and built the website.
That's shocking. 3 years?
3 years. Business very quietly in growing the membership. And
quietly?
Quietly. Absolutely quietly.
A million.
But in that 3 years, like all social media, word has spread, and we've now got 8,000 registered members on the website.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's a phenomenal amount in 3 years.
Yeah. Well, we're not quite moving as quickly as Mark Zuckerberg. And I don't profess to be, you know, Mark Zuckerberg. But if I can be the Mark Zuckerberg of golf...
I bet he didn't hit a million in 3 years when he first started.
I think he probably hit a million in 3 weeks.
No.
Yeah.
No. See, I told you, I'm ignorant in so many facts.
If Facebook was a country...
Yeah.
It would be the third biggest country in the world right now.
See, that's shocking. Oh, no, it's right now.
That's shocking. It's incredible.
Did you... I mean, he started Facebook just as a small community thing for a couple of colleges.
Yes, right, yeah.
Did you start it just a small community thing as well,
exactly,
and then it just grew?
The same. Started with a few friends. I got together. I was finding it harder and harder to rely on friends to play golf.
Yeah.
So the concept came to me when I saw... My background's in media.
Right.
And I saw what was happening with Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
And I immediately grasped the situation and thought, well, hang on, could we do this for golf? Started talking to friends, and before you know it, we had our first game posted on the website. Four people joined up, turned up to a local golf course and played.
Really?
3 years. We've got 750 events in the last year that's been posted. And I think just over 4,500 scorecards have been entered onto the site.
Seriously, you need a serious pat on the back. That is just, and I mean this.
Well, thank you very
that
much.
That is absolutely amazing.
In a way, we've deliberately avoided growing the site too quickly and until now, because we wanted to make sure the technology was working.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure that we were creating a real spirit and a community, because yeah, if you're going to claim to be a social network,
yeah,
you've got to have something that keeps coming, bringing people back.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they've got to feel safe, and they've got to know that there's nice people on there, and yeah, so on. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Safety's a big issue, because yeah, like on any social network, you know, you want to make sure you don't allow anyone under 16 to join our site.
Right.
Having said that, those that do join, surprisingly, because most golfers are over 40, we've got a slightly different demographic to our website to most social networking sites, who attract the younger audiences.
I can see that. Yeah. Do you find that you're getting more of a professional person? Because it's a very, I want to say it's a very middle class sport. I know it's one of the biggest sports in the country.
Absolutely. I think traditionally, I think you're being probably a little polite. I think it was categorised as a status sport.
Ah, right.
And I think that's one of the things I'm hoping we can do.
Yeah.
Because when I grew up, I didn't have a father or an uncle that played golf, and so there was no accessible place for me to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas now, in the modern world, you don't have to have a golf club or a bricks and mortar club in order to attract people to the sport. The difference between us as well is, if you join a local golf club, you're probably looking between £800 and £1,000 a year membership.
Yeah, I mean, a friend of mine, I think he plays one of the courses around here. I'm not sure. I won't name the course. It's about £1,200 a year he plays.
And of course, unless you're playing every single
week... That's right, it's a lot of money.
It becomes a very expensive sport.
Yeah, that's right.
However, we're not a free social network. Membership of £25 a year.
Oh, that's nothing.
But comparable to a normal golf club.
But if you're into the sport, £25 a year to rub your shoulders.
It's a pack of golf
balls. Yeah, that's right. Rub your shoulders up against someone that knows more than you and you can learn from them. And that's nothing. It's a splash in the ocean.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I was only talking to one of our members last week, and within the world of golf, everyone is concerned about their handicap. He says he's reduced his handicap in the last 2 years by probably 30 or 40%. Because he's playing
really?
With different golfers, because he's playing at different golf courses.
And they're teaching him different techniques, and he's watching different players.
Well, it's the fact
players.
That he's playing a variety. When you join one golf club, you're essentially playing the same course week in, week out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, essentially, if I decide that I was going, for argument's sake, I'm Brentwood based, but I was going to Southend for the weekend, I could phone up a golf club in Southend, book a tee time, post that tee time onto the socialgolfer.com, and it sends out a geo-targeted email inviting everyone that lives in the area of Southend if they'd like to come and play a round of golf with me.
Absolute genius.
It is.
That's
technology.
I mean this sincerely. Yeah. Absolutely genius.
And then what happens?
Fantastic.
When they get home from... They might have a beer afterwards. You know, some nice like-minded people. When they get home, they input their scores onto the website and the website produces you a handicap certificate.
Oh, really?
And
you've thought of everything with this website.
We've thought of everything. We've just incorporated PayPal onto the site, so if someone forgets their wallet at the golf course, they can settle their green fees with their friend when they get home via the site. You can track your handicap on graphs. It produces you a handicap certificate. But the most interesting thing, I think, and keeps bringing the golfers back, is the site then invites you to leave a course review.
Yeah, yeah.
So it becomes a service for other golfers.
Really good.
Like TripAdvisor.
I like this. I like this a lot.
Absolutely.
And that's golfer, all one word, .com.
Absolutely.
No, I'm not surprised. It's grown to over a million hits in 3 years.
Well, this is... I mean, in three years is kind of the time frame that we're working to. The site is now self-funding. So we're in a position where we can come and talk to people like you and tell golfers that maybe can't afford the higher rates... to come and check us out. But the good thing for golf courses is we become a stepping stone for the world of golf. It becomes an entry point for young and aspiring golfers, because a lot of the reasons behind golfers not going into the sport is sometimes fear.
Yeah.
I can't play. I've never played.
Look silly.
I don't want to make myself look silly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that would be my biggest fear, to be honest, because I am a bit of a pillock.
Right. Well, we welcome everyone. We're very much in terms of an open door.
Yeah.
We're very much tied also to disabled golf. One of the first things that I was very passionate about when I set up the site was I'd had the fortune of playing with a disabled golfer that only had one leg.
Yeah.
I've subsequently met a lot of disabled golfers, and we now raise over £1,000 each year for Balassa, which is the disabled golfers charity.
All right.
And the thing why it interested me is that anyone could get, you know, accident.
Yeah.
And how difficult would that be for an individual to then inspire themselves to go out and play a sport? And obviously, Balassa is one of our partners that we raise money for, so that, you know, you can your life's not over if you lose an arm or a leg or you suffer from cerebral palsy.
Years ago, all these disabilities almost used to be that was it. You can't function like a normal person anymore but you can.
Yeah.
I know quite a few disabled people, comedians.
Absolutely.
And they are better a lot of the time than an able-bodied person because they're fighting against it.
3 weeks ago I was in Lincoln. European Disabled Championship, and the banter between the disabled golfers was at another level
really?
To your average golfer, absolutely. But that said, they've embraced the site. We're going to be raising some money for them next week as well at Riven Hall in Witham.
I know Riven Hall.
There's a Disabled Golf Day going on there. That time is for the Disabled Golf Association.
Yeah.
But essentially, yeah, we're there to break down some of the barriers, and unfortunately for what has perceived to be a upmarket and status-led sport, I really want to open it up and encourage some of those kids. I was very lucky. I was 11 years old at Shenfield School.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, not Shenfield, St Mary's School, who took me over the field, and we knocked a couple of golf balls about, and that was what hooked me in.
Really?
Now, unfortunately, there's not always those opportunities today.
Yeah.
But locally, we've partnered up with Worley Park, we've partnered up with Wolston Manor, and we're encouraging people to get out and play golf at discounted rates. Because obviously the larger we grow, we're able to negotiate discounted green fees.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic for the social community.
Yeah, because that's very much it. We have a newsletter that goes out every month with tips from local golf pros. And at the moment, we're very much concentrated in Essex, Kent, Surrey and London.
Yeah.
Of course, our ambition is... Well, my ambition is to be the biggest golf club in the UK.
Nationwide would be good.
Yeah, nationwide.
Totally.
And there's another 25 million golfers in America that one day.
Oh.
But let's keep our feet on the ground.
Now, I mean, you've achieved... And I mean this, you've achieved so much. You really should be so proud of what you've done in 3 years. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. But I want to take you right the way back to the beginning. What made you do it to start with?
Well, I can be quite prescriptive about that. I was very lucky to work in agency land, and when I say marketing and marketing, and one of my clients was Emirates Airlines.
Right.
And I used to go to Dubai for business trips, and of course they've got some amazing bespoke designer golf courses there.
Yeah.
And you're looking at anywhere between £100 and £200 to play a round of golf. Now that's fine if you've got two or three friends because you see it as a treat and an opportunity.
Yeah.
But you're not going to pay £100 or £200 to play a golf round of golf on your own.
No, and not all the time either.
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
And so literally as I was coming back one day, you know, I had a long plane journey to fill, and it suddenly dawned on me. I could see what was happening with the technology. You know, clearly online dating was starting to take off.
Yeah.
And essentially it was what site where I could meet other golfers and I could possibly arrange to play a game of golf in Dubai before I left the UK,
right?
Suddenly that £150 doesn't seem quite so extravagant you've got other people to play with.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's where the idea was born.
See, that's where they do the same, very similar thing with carpooling as well.
Do they?
Yeah. If you're going from A to B, for example, you advertise on a site, and I can't remember what the site was now. Other people get in and you all share the petrol and...
Yeah, car sharing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Car sharing.
But the interesting thing is, I mean, the pace of change within media, and I've seen it over 20 years.
Yeah.
Has been phenomenal in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
If there was over 2,000 social network sites available to join in the UK.
Really?
Absolutely. Anything from dating sites to sports sites.
Oh, my word.
To conversation sites like Twitter, sharing sites, right through. I mean, consider, Amazon really is a social networking site because people leave reviews for other people.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. You do. They all tips and pointers. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we are now... We talked, going back in the 50s, when I first... Not when I first started working in media, but when media started to evolve as its own industry.
Yeah.
Essentially, advertising and marketing process. So it would stop the programme and play you out an ad.
Yeah.
Then we moved into an entertainment era where you and I can remember growing up with the likes of the Cinzano ad.
Yeah.
And the MASH,
Leonard Rossiter,
Smash Get Smash.
Yeah, with the aliens, yeah.
Then in the 80s when, you know, TV exploded, you moved into what was known then as the endorsement era.
Yeah.
So Coca-Cola was sponsoring the Olympic Games. You could argue that in the last 15, 10 years, it's all about engagement. So it's about sharing information.
Yeah.
And ironically, I heard you talking about the Brentwood Festival.
Yeah.
What I would now describe is we're in the age of we're all sharing information. As an advertising man originally, that model is dead. The individual is telling people.
Yeah.
So we've gone back to word of mouth.
Yeah.
Suddenly me selling an advertising message, we're also very cynical about that. But if my friend tells me, you've got to go and look at this website...
You'll take notice of that and go and do it. Yeah, that's right.
And of course, the technology and the social networks. So if someone finds a great golf pro, they can immediately post it on the site and share it with the other 8,000 people.
See, this is fantastic.
Saying, you know, check out this golf pro.
Absolutely fantastic.
So it becomes a business tool.
Genius idea.
Well,
it really...
It's evolved.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very lucky that whilst it's my idea, the members themselves have... really elevated us. We did the London Golf Show last year as a tester, and I had 5 of my members all volunteering their services to come and help us on the stand.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like any business, you've got to create an atmosphere where people are enjoying and want to be part of it.
So did you envisage that it was going to do this well in 3 years? Or did you thought, well, it'll tick over, I'll get a few people on there and...
I really wanted to just find people to play golf myself.
So you did this. It's all just basically, obviously, a lot of hard work.
Yeah, there's a lot of hard work, and there's a lot of, you know, I've had to learn a certain level of technology. I've had to entertain, but luckily I've got a developer that is Chelmsford based.
Yeah,
and he's been an absolute godsend. And as a non-golfer, I'm surprised how committed he is. But so with someone like himself and the members himself, you know, they all, you know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because yeah, they want to find more golfers to play with.
That's right.
So the more that we all talk about it and grow it,
the bigger it gets.
The bigger it gets. And then, you know, as you know, we've got the Open this weekend, golf's biggest annual event in the UK. I mean, and this is our golfers,
right?
Outside of the Ryder Cup, which is in Glen Eagles in Scotland in September.
I actually worked into it. Belfairs?
Belfairs is a golf club in Southend.
No, that's not the Belfairs then. What's the one in Birmingham?
The Belfry.
Belfry.
Yes.
I've done a gig in there. Yeah, yeah. I drove all the way out there years ago, and I worked with Shawaddy Waddy, believe it or not.
Sadly, I'm old enough to remember them.
Oh, don't. They don't look the same now. They don't look the same now.
Yeah, the Belfry is arguably one of the most historic clubs, not in terms of age, but there was a huge connection with the Ryder Cup with the Belfry.
Right.
The late, great Seve, yeah, who I'm sure you know, has recently had a movie made all about him that's been released in the last 2 weeks,
right,
ahead of the Open.
Nice piece of marketing.
The Belfry is where he, to use a golfing technical term, drove the green,
right,
290 yards over a set of trees, and managed to win the Ryder Cup pretty much single-handedly that year on the back of it. So the Belfry is one of the Wembleys of golf, without doubt.
So now you've come this far after 3 years. Where do you see it going?
Stages for us to come out here and start telling people about us. You know, like I said, no one wants to go and visit an empty room, and so we've made sure, you know, the site is a busy, active site. Like I said, we've had 45,000 visitors to the site alone in the last 12 months,
yeah,
making up that million page impression.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
now it's time to start telling people about it and encouraging people that golf is a fantastic sport. You know, an average golfer will walk between 6 and 7 miles around.
I know, they're always as thin as a rake. You know, is that, what's that about?
Exactly. So from a health point of view, and don't quote me on this, but I think you'll find the British Health Foundation have done. And of course, it speeds up your metabolism.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
It slows your heart rate down, and it's not strenuous.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of women are now taking up the sport, and that's another thing we do, is we make an active desire to grow the sport in terms of women. So,
yeah,
whereas on average about 10 to 12% of golfers are women,
yeah,
our membership in terms of the active users is somewhere between 15-16%.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope that can grow, because I want it to be, you know, it does what it says on the tin. It's the social golfer. It's not the competitive golfer. It's not the, you know, I strictly play by rule of thumb,
yeah, yeah,
given to us by the R&A. It's very much a social place to meet like-minded people.
Do you know what I really like about this, what you told me, is that the people that are embarrassed because they may not be as good as the person next to them, they can go on there and pick up tips and tricks from someone that plays the sport regularly.
Yeah.
And they can improve their sport, even though they're only playing once a month or once every 2 months.
And if they're nervous about joining a game, you know, the great thing is every single game page that gets posted has a comment section. So if you're new to the site or the sport and you say, look, don't be shy, you can leave a message on there and just say, would you mind? I've only been to the range. This will be my first game. And we make, like I said, a very strong point of encouraging new people to come on the site. Because we've all stood on that first tee,
yeah,
for the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shaking.
With a little,
yeah,
bit,
yeah,
of shaking.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of wobbly.
Well, the irony is talking about the Open, is my first real proper golf course was when I was working for Emirates. I was lucky enough to be invited up to Troon in,
yeah,
Scotland. And I stood on the first tee, and the announcer for the Open was reading out people's names.
Oh.
So you can imagine, as you got closer,
yeah,
and closer,
yeah,
to your team.
Here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Now on the tee, Ian Mullin. It's like,
Yeah.
And of course, I stuck it straight into the trees.
Because I can imagine you feel like everyone goes, they all turn their head and look at you.
Yep.
You go, oh, here we go. Absolutely. You're going to watch it now, aren't you?
Absolutely. I'm sure if you've got any golfers listening, they'll have a lot of sympathy from that being in that situation.
Well, Ian, we're going to put this conversation on the web, and we're going to put a link to the socialgolfer.com on the web.
Fantastic.
And I really do wish you all the best with it. You really have achieved such huge
well,
things.
It's a thin edge of the wedge. We've only just started, but... You know, it's about doing something new. It's about doing something that encourages people to get out and enjoy the game. It really is. And I just hope we can grow it in Brentwood, in Essex, in the whole region.
Yeah.
And make it accessible.
Well, I mean, really, all my friends are so chilled out. I've always thought about taking it up, but I've never quite got there, to be honest, because I'm always working on...
I'll take you over the range and show you how to do it.
That would be absolutely fantastic. Ian, thank you very much. Don't forget the socialgolfer.com. Go and check it out now. Go on.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.